Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. He's the former head of Harris Entertainment, now Caesars, also former head of NV Energy, currently chairman of Nordstrom's, and chairman of IGT, gaming legend Phil Satre, for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane so we can get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're in part two of our interview with Phil Satre, former head of Caesars and NV Energy, currently chairman of Nordstrom's and chairman of IGT. It's just an incredible resume.
Now, can I just say one thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Technically, the company renamed itself Caesars after I had retired. So okay. I was the chairman and CEO of Harrah's. We bought Caesars just as I was retiring, and they changed the name after I retired.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. We want this to be as accurate as possible. I want to ask you about Kurt Kerkorian. How well did you know him?
You know, I met him several times and talked to him about potential deals and things like that. And I'm a lover of and an admirer of people of the World War II generation, and he was one of those. And so I had great admiration for him as a part of the Flying Tigers and what he did in terms of his own self-sacrifice during that period. And then he came home from that, and of course he created a number of businesses, one of which was an airline business that he really, I think, learned about in his service in World War II. A remarkable entrepreneur.
Yes, and I mean, he flew planes for the war effort from Canada to Scotland with no radar, no weather, I mean, and several times almost didn't make it. I mean, just a remarkable man. But the thing that really struck me in the book by William Rempel, the biography The Gambler, which if you haven't read it, you need to, because it's a wonderful
You know, I haven't read it.
It's a wonderful book.
Thank you for recommending it.
And he talks about Kerkorian being a man of character, and especially in relation to the 1980 fire at the MGM Grand, which was devastating, killed 85, injured hundreds more. And I'm quoting from the book and John L. Smith's column on this. And it was interesting the way that Kerkorian dealt with the fire victims versus the way that the current ownership of MGM is dealing with the victims of the shootings from last year. And what Kerkorian did was he actually settled with all the people that were affected and fought the insurance companies, basically saying, you know, let the insurance companies take me to court for settling with the people that have been injured at my property. And one source recalled Kerkorian remarking, the victims were our guests, we aren't fighting them, we're on their side. Did MGM cause themselves a black eye from a PR point of view, with having the attorneys go after the victims. And I know it's the attorney's job to look for everything to help a company, but shouldn't the PR side have taken a stronger stand in saying this is the wrong way to go?
Yeah, and I don't know a lot of the details on how that evolved, obviously. I have no direct insight into that. But I do know the story of what happened in 1985. At that time, we actually were partners with MGM in Atlantic City to develop three casinos in the marina area of Atlantic City. MGM dropped out. Hilton was the other partner. They eventually dropped out, sold their interest to another developer. And MGM really had to concentrate on what had happened in Nevada and decided not to pursue it. So we ended up building, for a long time, the only casino in the marina area. But I got to know more of the people who work for him, Fred Benninger and Al Benedict, who were very impressive guys. And I went to Atlantic City with them a number of times. They usually would come pick us up on a private jet, and then they would smoke cigars the whole time on that plane. And I couldn't believe on a small private plane like that that you could survive with people smoking cigars. But back to your question, I don't know the reasons why somebody would have taken the steps that MGM took. I have a lot of trust and confidence and admiration for Jim Murren and many of the people that work for Jim. So I'm sure they must have had advice that said, if you're going to protect long-term the interests of this company, and there's this Safety Act that was enacted after 9/11, here's what you have to do rather than you want to do. And so that decision, that's the only way I can read into that, Sam, and how that decision might have occurred.
And if that had happened on your watch at Harrah's?
It would have been a difficult decision for me to do what they've done. I can't imagine suing the victims. And so I don't know how to explain that. But I do have a lot of admiration and confidence in that management team. So there's something going on there that I'm not familiar with.
Going back to Atlantic City days, that was when you had interaction with the now President Trump.
Yes, we made a joint venture agreement with him in 1982 to build a casino hotel together, which ended up being called Harrah's at Trump Plaza. It was on the boardwalk as opposed to the marina area, which we had opened up in 1980. And from the outset, we did not have a very pleasant relationship.
Okay, and you want to leave that there?
I'll leave it there.
Okay, so let me talk about Atlantic City now. It seems like there's an amazing revival going on. Is it because the gaming industry has changed from gaming, which is now like liquor, it's sold everywhere, to where you bring in entertainment, you bring in restaurants, you bring in all kinds of other attractions to make up a whole package that can now potentially revive Atlantic City to what it should have been 30 years ago?
Yeah, and I think they may be a little late in getting to that. I hope that they can make it because I really cut my teeth in the industry more in Atlantic City in 1978, 79, 80, and through the mid-80s than I did actually here in Nevada. And so a lot of the people that were day one employees at Harrah's Atlantic City, who are still there, are friends of mine. And I know that it's been a tough 5-6 years for them. But the industry, I think, in Atlantic City did learn from Las Vegas. And Las Vegas led this, whether it was the Mirage when it opened, but more recently all of the hotel casinos who have developed food and beverage experiences, retail experiences, and entertainment experiences, and of course, much bigger hotels with much more options in terms of more economy-oriented rooms all the way to palatial suites. And that has flipped the revenue sources. When I joined the industry, it was 80% gaming, 80%. 20% non-gaming.
And now
that's now almost exactly the opposite, except in certain regional markets, primarily Indian gaming markets, where those proportions still exist, but even that is changing.
And my understanding is, for example, in northern Nevada, that it's more a 60-40 split in
yes.
favor of gaming.
Yes.
Let me ask you about Wynn Resorts and the trouble that they've been through that obviously everybody has read about. But was the good news that there was a succession plan in place with Matt Maddox that nobody really knew about publicly? And how do you feel he's handled that?
Well, I don't have a lot of insight into that one as well. But what I can see is that they stepped up immediately and said, you know, here's the steps we need to take in Nevada. Here's the steps, importantly, we need to take in Massachusetts and in Macau. So that's their three primary interests. And of course, as you know, Macau accounts for 70-75% of the earnings of that company. But they've got a big investment in Massachusetts. And I think they had to demonstrate that they were going to separate themselves from the founder, Steve Wynn, when all of this came to light. And I think that they did try to do that as rapidly as possible. Now, there's other issues that Elaine has raised that she's very concerned about. Elaine Wynn, I'm sorry, right. I don't mean to be that familiar, but Elaine Wynn has taken the position that they need to continue to improve their governance, change out some of their practices, probably change out some of their board members that are legacy board members from the earlier era.
And you've seen, you know, for example, Governor Miller gone, who had been there forever, and the latest strike is she's going after the compensation, retirement compensation for Kim Sinatra,
yeah.
The corporate attorney. So that fight continues. Do you see an end anytime soon to this?
You know, I don't know. That's a very complicated relationship, obviously, and I know Elaine Wynn feels very strongly. She's held on to her shares. She's the largest shareholder. She has, I think, the support of the shareholder advisory services like Glass Lewis and ISS that believe strongly that the things that she wants to change there are the right things from a corporate governance standpoint. I don't think she's going to let go until she sees some progress on those initiatives. I don't believe Elaine Wynn wants to get back onto the board. I don't believe Elaine Wynn wants to be a part of the management team or any of those things. She wants to protect a very important investment for her.
More with Phil Satre when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnette, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Phil Satre. He's currently the chairman of IGT, chairman of Nordstrom's as well. and we're talking about the gaming industry, Wynn brought in a Chinese company, to make a $1 billion investment. This was good for the company, obviously, but in terms of renewal of licenses in Macau, is it important, do you think, for all of the American-based companies to have a Chinese corporation be involved with them so that when the renewals for the concessions come up, that this may go a little smoother?
I think it could depend on our relationships with China over time. And those, are, of course, are a little fragile right now. But I do think that Macau wants there to be a stronger stake now that the industry's been in place for over a decade, that they want stronger relationships with both Chinese-based investors as well as U.S.-based investors.
And then Japan. The Japanese Diet officials have been coming over here and talking to the Gaming Control Board for several years now, according to my best information. And it looks as though they're going to open three properties there. It's going to be a tremendous fight. And your old company, Harrah's, that is now Caesars, missed out the opportunity because they were not able to get a concession in Macau.
That's correct.
They got a great golf course, but not a concession. And they are fighting very hard to be one of the concessionaires in Japan.
Yes, and I think they should. I mean, because Caesars, Harrah's missed out on Macau, and I'll accept some responsibility for that. I was at the tail end of my career, and we didn't pursue it aggressively. I had some serious concerns about the regulatory environment and the overall environment that existed in Macau from some of the early visits that I had taken there. But it turned out to be a remarkable market, and of course the largest in the world, and an incredibly important source of earnings for the companies that participate there. Japan will be very much like that, I think. It's the density of the population, the propensity to gamble, the willingness to take risks. I think we'll see that as another important market, and I don't particularly foresee that it's dilutive of what's going on in Macau.
Right, right, and that's a really important deal there, because people are saying now that Japan will be the second largest gaming market when it comes to fruition.
That's correct, yeah.
When you said you had regulatory concerns, I did too. Mine were concerned with the Chinese tongs that were basically running things in Macau, allegedly under Stanley Ho's watchful eye. And from my own visit to Macau back in those days, were those the same concerns you had?
They were. They were around corruption, bribery, how stable the regulatory structure was. And at the time, we had licenses not just in Nevada, but we had licenses throughout the United States, more than anybody else in the industry. We had expanded our properties into more than 26 locations. And to be honest with you, I was worried that we would jeopardize those licenses because they would see us as having taken a reputational or regulatory risk that we didn't need to take. In hindsight, I would do it differently because while there have been some issues there and there's been some litigation and some of the operators there, I think by and large they've demonstrated that they're going to operate a very fair regulatory environment and not one that depends upon either corruption or bribery or any of those bad things that I was worried about.
Did it surprise you, and we're going back a few years now to talk about this, that it was Atlantic City that was unhappy with MGM's position with Pansy Ho? And force them to at least divest of their license temporarily?
It didn't surprise me at all. Atlantic City was the toughest regulatory environment that we operated. And you may not remember this, but when Hilton was our partner there, they couldn't get a license there.
Right.
Atlantic City refused to license Hilton. They refused to license a number of other organizations, a couple of people in the Legacy Caesars organization. They let them in but said, that owner, that executive, they can't come.
Am I correct in remembering that that was Sidney Korshak that was the problem?
That was Sidney Korshak, yes. Very good memory.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Phil Satre when we come back.
My name is Reed. Envy Energy and the PUC sabotaged rooftop solar. They put me out of business. I had to cancel 250 projects and lay off 40 employees. And now, Envy Energy wants to kill energy choice. They want to put profits above clean energy in the 34,000 jobs it will bring.
After the way Envy Energy treated us, sorry, you left us no choice.
Competition means more clean energy jobs. Break up with Envy Energy's monopoly by voting yes on question 3.
Sorry, Envy Energy. It's over.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Phil Satre. He's currently the chairman of IGT and the chairman of Nordstrom's, which is a great place to be when you're retired. I wanted to talk to you about Caesars Entertainment and the finish of the bankruptcy. The last time we talked, which has been a few years now, they were in the middle of the bankruptcy, and I asked you how you thought this was going to come out, and you said that they would settle. But it was all about, really, TPG coming up with $4 billion as part of the settlement, correct?
Yes.
It wouldn't have happened without that.
I don't think it could have happened without that, because the numbers wouldn't have worked. And the other thing that they really refined since you and I talked was the creating the real estate ownership organization, Vici, I think it's pronounced V-I-C-I,
right,
to own the real estate, and then the management company, which is still in Las Vegas and manages those properties, pays fees to Vici as an owner.
And that's one of the most complex things. I mean, I understand it in the big picture, but in the details, it's very hard for me to understand. But it's where the real estate investment trust, the money is distributed right away. So any profits that come in, they can be distributed much
quicker
correct.
Than... That's correct, yes. And it's tax efficient as well.
Mark Fusaro came in as the head of Caesars, somebody who was not in the gaming industry at all. Does this mean that really for these giant corporations now, understanding of a balance sheet is perhaps more important than understanding the industry that you're taking over?
Yeah, and I think execution skills too, I would say. Even from an operating standpoint, if you can transfer skills on how to execute a strategy, even if the strategy's in a different business. Now, you first have to make sure you have the right strategy. But leadership sometimes is understanding that I have the talent, the capacity, the resources to execute a strategy and to really make it work for both the employees, the customers, and ultimately the shareholders. And I think Mark brought that with him. I think he came from Hertz, and he came from, I can't remember the other company right offhand, but he had strong operational executional skills, and I think he brought that to the company.
And I think for most observers, it's remarkable to see Station Casinos, Caesars Entertainment, and others that have been through the bankruptcy process come out of it and thrive.
El Dorado Resorts here locally, I mean, a pretty good example of that.
They've I want to interrupt you because we've only got about 2 minutes here left. I did want you to talk about El Dorado. Is this not the most phenomenal story, perhaps in the gaming industry, for those of us in Northern Nevada, that from the family of Don Carano comes the second largest regional gaming company in the country?
It's remarkable, and I'm so proud of them. I know the family, of course, never worked with them, although Gary, the CEO, did do an internship program at our Holiday Casino Holiday Inn in Las Vegas, and I attribute that to a lot of his success.
I'm sure he does too.
But Claudine Williams was the one who taught him all about that. But honestly, it's just a fabulous story, and one that I think is so good for the company, for the state, for the employees here and everywhere else. They've done a terrific job. And being involved with Nordstrom, where it's four family members who were part of the leadership there, fourth generation. This is the second generation at Eldorado. I know it's not easy. It's not easy for families to carry on the direction and the leadership of the founder and the vision of the founder. And Don, you know, bless him. I know he was proud right up until he passed away. He'd be even prouder today.
A great way to end our interview. Thank you so much for doing this and giving us so much of your time. We did not touch on Nordstrom's, so can we put that at the top of the list the next time you come back and talk about retail and where it's going?
I'd like to talk about retail. I can't tell you a lot. I'll tell you what I can about Nordstrom.
All right. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada, and we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, legendary gaming reporter Howard Stutz joins us. We'll see you then.